5, we are launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there for free. So head on over there, freetalklive.com. A bunch of stuff there. In fact, the main feature of the site allows you to get interactive by submitting different show prep suggestions to us. We might take those, use them on the air. If we don't, other people will still see them because they'll show up on our website and people vote on them, whether they like or dislike them, etc. So go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. We're going to continue here with your phone calls, but just a few more comments on Monsanto. I think Monsanto may have a worse reputation than Walmart. I mean, Walmart is bad mouth left
and
right.
They are the modern day Standard Oil
by people, and I've never heard anything good about Monsanto. So I was just speculating that they must do something good. Like when somebody the guy was trashing on them, I was like, they've got to do something good. They've got to do something right. I don't know what it is, but yeah, I mean, they you were telling me, Mark, they've got this poison in Roundup, which. And according
it's just great for killing plants if you're going to, like, you know, squirt it around the yard or something like that.
But it doesn't do a good job when it's in the water. It's apparently safer to terrestrial beings than it is to aqueous beings. And so you were talking about this allegedly large swath of the Gulf of Mexico out by the Mississippi River.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I've seen it or anything, but I saw this movie Food Inc. seemed really credible. I don't know how to check these things. I can't find some other, somebody to dispute these.
And I think
I've looked it up on the Internet.
I think it's important to talk briefly, and we'll get back to your calls, but to talk briefly about the free marketplace and how market arbitration and property rights could help solve some of these problems, because as I pointed out at the very end of the segment, corporations are protections. A corporation doesn't exist. There is a business that is an idea, a concept, and buildings and cars or whatever created by a person or individuals who came together to create that business. And then, at some point, they decided to incorporate, which is where they go to the government and they fill out some paperwork.
Usually pretty early.
Yeah, and we've never done it here on Free Talk Live, but They get this paperwork that essentially gives them special protections, limited liability, meaning that they are pretty much untouchable as the owners of the company for the actions of the corporation. So for what is done under the name of Monsanto, the people that are operating that company aren't going to be held personally liable for any of the decisions.
Yeah, they have sort of a qualified immunity. They, as long as they're operating as in sort of their official capacities, then Monsanto bears the burden, not the individual. I mean, obviously, if they kill somebody, you know, murder somebody on company time, they've still committed murder.
Yeah, but there are a lot of protections that are involved in having this corporate veil. So that's one problem that could be resolved. But, of course, the government's never going to make corporations go away because it exists to serve these corporations. I mean, the governments and the corporations work together. You get this corporatist situation where the idea that you're going to be able to elect enough greenies to somehow change this is ludicrous because these corporations with the billions of dollars are always going to have more sway in Washington,
right. And
D.C.
as you increase the amount of greenies that you're getting elected, hey, the corporations are going to pay them off.
They buy them off. Right, sure, they buy them off. So the solution, of course, is to get rid of the government and to have true private property rights, because if somebody actually owns that river or if somebody owns that that ocean, then you've got a case. Look, my fish are dying, and I can prove that it
nobody's
came from.
Nobody's going to own the ocean in the same way that nobody owns the continent.
People are advocating. There are private property advocates that advocate owning the ocean, owning swaths of
swaths of the ocean. Does someone own the North a continent?
No.
Then nobody's going to own the ocean.
Okay, I didn't need to say the entire ocean. I'm sorry if I didn't make that clear, but you could own a portion of the ocean for fisheries or oil drilling or
in
whatever.
In most cases, when you're dealing with fishermen essentially homestead areas of the ocean all
yeah,
in the bays
own,
already. They don't own them in the
they
same
have territory
way.
That they work.
Right, they have a territory. They generally work it in the same way as somebody who owns it because they have exclusive rights over it. In areas where they don't have exclusive rights.
Yeah, but can they sue for it being polluted?
No, not in that same manner. I'm just saying that fishermen that have exclusive rights over a certain area of ocean take very good care of it.
Right.
They're husbanding those fish.
But they have nothing they can do in the event that some sort of poison Roundup comes in there and starts to kill the fish.
I think they could probably make some case, but they're, you know, when you're dealing with a company like Monsanto.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah. So let's continue with your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Chippy is on the line in California. Chippy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Chippy. Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to follow up. I called over a month ago, and I told you about how I got a seatbelt ticket and how I was going to fight it, even though I was guilty as hell. Yeah, right. See, I was guilty as hell, but I was like, you know what? I'm gonna fight it. I think I could get away. You know, there's two cops that were involved in my arrest or giving me the ticket, and I was banking on there only being the ticketing officer showing up, and I was going to ask, you know, do I have a right to face my accusers, meaning both of them, and if the other guy didn't show, I was hoping I had a case there. And on top of that, I had a couple of questions to ask the police officer, and I had the pretty good three questions for the cop. I mean, for the judge as well, that Mark Stevens has mm-hmm. on YouTube.
Sure.
But it turned out that the cops didn't show. So
nice. Neither of them showed.
No cops showed. I ended up getting it dismissed, and so
wow.
I just wanted to, you know, even though I was prepared, I was, you know, I was just going to fight it anyway. I, you know, even though I was guilty, I'm still going to fight it, and I won anyway. So I just wanted to put it out there that, you know what, don't give up hope, people. Just, you know, never plead guilty,
yep.
You know, and oh, man, I was scared as heck, though. You know, I was honestly.
Congratulations.
I was thinking, you know, I even puked this morning before going
wow.
to court. I was just like, I was thinking going to the beaches of Normandy or something. I'm just like, oh,
it's geez. Very nerve-wracking to do this. I've done it several times, and I get the same feeling.
That's why jurisdictionary.com, I think, is helpful, because it gives you some kind of level of comfort when you go in. You know at least to some extent how the little battlefield works.
Well, you had a win out in California. Hopefully you'll get out to New Hampshire and bring the fun out here, Chippy.
That's right. Well, I just wanted to, you know, put the good words out there and give people hope to do the same and keep it up.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You're welcome to share your court stories or whatever you want at 800-259-9231. So here's a different story. Well, I don't know how different it is. I guess it's different in that this cop has actually been caught and punished for a crime. Because we hear a lot of stories about the police getting away with things like murder. And I've kind of off the cuff made statements like, yeah, you pretty much have to molest children if you're, you know, if you want to actually get punished as a cop. And this cop molested a, you know, young person, not a child, but Corpus Christi. A story from Caller.com. A former Corpus Christi police officer took a plea deal on Monday for jail time and probation for molesting a 15-year-old girl last year. Julian Vasquez, age 47, pleaded guilty to three counts of indecency with a child by sexual contact, a second-degree felony. He'd been set to face trial this week in a court. District Attorney Ana Jimenez said the deal was made at the request of the girl's family and spares her from having to testify in a public trial. As part of the deal, Vasquez was sentenced to, you got a cop, former police officer, molesting a teenager.
Well, he probably didn't get prison time because it's always dangerous for those guys to go to jail.
90 days in jail.
Huh.
90 days. And 6 years deferred adjudication probation. The type of probation allows Vasquez to avoid a conviction as long as he successfully completes probation.
Wow.
How can that be? You can
on
go to
felony
jail.
Charges.
Right. You can go to jail for 90 days, which is, you know, nothing for a felony. You can go to jail for 90 days on felony molestation charges, and they'll wipe the conviction from your record as long as you're a good little boy during probation.
Never heard of that.
So, and if his probation is ever revoked, he would face the full punishment range of 2 to 20 years in prison on each count. He was fined $1,500, must pay $3,000 in restitution to help pay for the girl's counseling, and has to register as a sex offender for life.
Then how's his conviction wiped away?
I don't know. It's very confusing, but nonetheless, very interesting. And then the poster over at our website did a nice little comparison between this guy and Mark Emery, who's in jail for 5 years for selling seeds.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com. Or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full 1-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action. Or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. 9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We get a lot of features there, and they're free. Sam's got his website, obscuredtruth.com. Actually, it'll take you straight to his YouTube channel. And you just posted a fresh video up yesterday, was it? The day before?
Yesterday, day before, yes. Yeah,
what is your new video?
It's it goes back to the 420 event that we held in Concord, New Hampshire. That's the first half of the video. The second half is when Brad Jardis, a blogger at Free Keen, actually stepped off to the side to one
former
of,
law enforcement officer.
Former law enforcement officer went off to the side to talk to one of the New Hampshire state policemen about the illegal behavior going on, and it's a really, really interesting conversation. And the same cop was quoted on the local news, you know, coming out in favor of a big drug bust, saying, you know, when we get some of the mid-level guys, it takes the lower-level guys out. It makes a big difference in the war on drugs,
yeah,
which is just
what he's talking
so
about.
Ridiculous. Yeah, so.
You can see that video over at obscuredtruth.com.
So there's a candidate running in San Francisco for Nancy Pelosi's seat. You can go to his website. It's johndennis2010.com, and he's got a video up there, which it enterprises plays off of the fact that you know, some people call Nancy Pelosi the Wicked Witch of the West. Well, you can go over there and see the really hilarious.
It's well done.
Yeah, really, it is. It's well done. Somebody got paid good money to do this. It was pretty awesome, yeah. And I think the video is worth your time to go check it out. And they're also on his website. You can there's the Pelosi tracker. You can keep an eye on what Nancy's the last time she put her hoof in her mouth. Also, donate at johndennis2010.com. They've almost, they're over halfway there. They're two-thirds of the way there to their money bomb goal. Check it out at johndennis2010.com.
All right, we're going to continue here just a little bit more about this cop. A former cop who was working with the Corpus Christi Police Department has been convicted, I think on a plea deal, where he's taking a plea to, let's see, these are multiple charges, three counts of indecency with a child by sexual contact, a second-degree felony. Now, I don't generally consider teenage girls children.
I'd like to know about this 15-year-old girl and exactly, you know, what level of participation she had in this molestation and indecency. But I do believe...
I think molestation is bad, whether we're talking about a child or an adult or whoever.
But this was about her age, which says to me somebody who consented. But I also think there's some difficulty when you're dealing with people who are in power over people who are out of power. Cops, uniforms,
a 47-year-old man.
Things like that. Yeah.
So, by the way,
I have no problem with the sentence this guy got. The problem I have with it is that the average guy would have gotten 10
years.
Times this.
This guy got 90 days in jail and 6 years deferred adjudication.
I know people who've gotten 5 years for, having sex with a 15-year-old, and they were 18,
and it was consensual.
19, 20, 21 years old, 22, 23.
Vasquez had been a 10-year department veteran. He was on paid administrative leave until he resigned in February, days after the indictment. So in case you thought that maybe he was a police officer a long time ago, no. He was a police officer at the time of this this allegation. Department spokesbureaucrat said Vasquez resigned after refusing to cooperate with an internal investigation and the criminal investigation. And so there you have it. Our one of our sponsors of the show, Jason Osborne.
Have you
Osborne.
Ever heard of a cop cooperating with an investigation? This will tell you something.
Well, the cop that ran into the cop that ran into those people on the side of the road in Indianapolis, the guy that was drunk while driving with what was it, a
19.19.
This guy ran into a couple motorcyclists with his police SUV. He came and turned himself in later. Of course, they didn't arrest him on the scene like they would the rest of us for committing vehicular homicide.
They took
or
him home,
accidental.
Right?
Well, they arrested. He turned himself in when they were looking for him. I'm not talking about somebody who goes on the lam, Ian. I'm talking about participating in the sense that you talk to the police. Police don't talk to the police when they're under investigation. Police talk to the union, and the union provides them with an attorney. And what I'm telling you is, if you're ever under investigation, maybe you should do what the cops do and talk to an attorney rather than police.
Smart idea. So Jason Osborne from SACL CAI has informed me that apparently his little brother is now spending 45 days in jail because he had a Tylenol. So,
Tylenol, what?
So you get 45 days for a Tylenol if you're one of the rest of us. And if you're a cop, you can molest a teenage girl and get 90 days. Anyway, we continue here with your phone calls. David is on the line in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. David? Ooh, we lost David. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, since we're on this subject here, actually, we'll go to Ralph in Michigan, but they will tell you about Pedo Bear coming up here in a little bit, since we're on the topic of child molesters. First, let's talk to Ralph in Michigan. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
You know, I heard you say something that you wanted to know something about the 15-year-old girl and the circumstances she was involved in. That presents a problem with me because she's 15 years old. Now at 16, I think they can get you can get married and this and that. So that can be consent age, I guess.
Well, wait a minute. What's the problem? I mean, we're talking about a difference of a day here.
No, we're talking difference of a year.
No, you're talking about the difference of a day, because people will call a 15-year-old a 15-year-old until they're 16 years old.
So you could be 15 in 364 days, and you're still 15, right?
You're still 15. You got it.
Yeah, so...
my point is, though...
So if you're 15 in 364 days, you can't consent... you can't make a decision to consent to marriage, but if you're 16 and 0 days, then you're A-OK, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Ludicrous, sir.
That's
ludicrous.
Pretty arbitrary.
No, it's not ludicrous. Listen. You got to remember, that's somebody's daughter. This is somebody who is still unable to make up their mind because they're a child.
How do you know that?
Come on.
Hold on. How old were you when you first had sex?
How old was I when I first had sex?
You're stalling.
16 years old.
And were you able to make that decision?
Yes, not only did I make that decision, but because of it, I got married.
Well, wait a minute.
That's
in
fine.
Some states, you have to be 18. Right. So are those
no,
people
we got
all...
married when we were both 16 years old.
Right. No, but you didn't
wait a minute. We're still together. We're still
Good.
Together
That's
today.
Great. Hallelujah. Loretta Lynn had got married at like 13, and she was still together with her husband.
Sam
died.
Didn't get to ask his full question. Can you please try that again,
in
Sam?
In some states, you have to be 18 to have sex or to get married. So are those people just not as smart as you guys because you guys were able to do it successfully at 16, and where it's illegal at 18, there those people are just dumber or what?
No. It's just the way the state passed the law. I don't agree with all the state laws. You know what?
So, but you do agree with it when they set the age at 16.
Our successful marriage was based on God. And, you know, I'm not saying God was smiling upon us because he frowned at what we did.
No, I disagree.
But we stood up for what we did, and no. we took and assumed responsibility.
Abraham and Sarah did not get married by the United States government. You and your wife were married when you had sex for the first time, according to a biblical standard. And because you've gotten married since then, the idea that God wasn't smiling on you is absolutely this self-flagellating Christian bullcrap. You don't need to do that, dude. You're absolutely sanctified in the eyes of God by your actions. The problem here is you're saying that other people aren't. 15-year-olds, if 16-year-olds can give consent for sex, then 15-year-olds can do it too.
Let's come back and talk more about it. Ralph will bring you back at 800-259-9231. And maybe you're a lady listener and you want to have some words with Ralph. You're certainly welcome too at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Were you able to make decisions at age 15?
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center's seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and get involved there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
We're going
to
bring back Ralph in Michigan. Ralph took offense when we were discussing the idea that a 15-year-old teenager could consent to the process of being involved in a sex act of some sort. And, Ralph, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Can I ask you one question?
By all means. By all means.
Do you have any children?
I do, yes.
And is one of them a female?
Ah, so it's about gender?
No, I'm just asking. Do you have any little girls?
I do not have any little girls. I would ask you this question. When I was 15 years old, I had sexual relations with my a girlfriend who was at the time, I think she was 17 and then turned 18. Which one of us should go to jail?
Which one of you should go to jail?
Yes.
I think, you know, since you were only 15, that she should be reprimanded.
What do you mean by reprimanded?
Reprimanded in some way, yes.
What do you mean reprimanded?
Go to jail.
You think that that girl sick. Should go to jail? What kind of weirdo are you?
Well, she was an adult.
So, because she turned 18 while we were dating?
So she crossed some arbitrary legal line. Some politicians drew some sort of line on the, you know, piece of paper and said, hey, 18 shall be the age. And now you're saying that makes her an adult? I mean, it's just ludicrous.
Here's the thing in my book. We, our little girl, you couldn't touch my little girl when she was that age. You wouldn't be touching anybody else.
Are you threatening to murder people? Do you know that your daughter is effing somebody these days? I mean, good Lord, man. What's wrong with you? They're humans. That's what they do.
Teenagers have hormones. They, you know, they want to explore these areas. And
listen, I understand, I understand when two underage children do it. I understand that. See, you're taking things out of context. I understand when two children do it, or two youngsters do it. That's something that you can't control, raging hormones. You know, you can control them a certain way by keeping an eye on them and knowing what they're doing. But when an adult crosses the line, because when they become that age, they become adults.
When you are 8.
Wait a second. I'm going to go back to the example of when I was in high school. Okay, so my girlfriend was a senior in high school. I believe I was a junior. I was a sophomore, and she was a senior when we started dating. I was 15 years old, and she was 17. Then she moved into the 18-year-old bracket.
When it becomes illegal. If she did anything after 18, that's when it becomes illegal.
But we did it before and after, so it was okay.
Before, like I said, did you not hear me?
Right, I said, heard you.
We don't need a law lesson.
Like, you're
dude.
Out of your freaking mind. That's what I'm telling you. You're threatening somebody that I loved, but with these arbitrary, stupid rules of yours.
Well, he's not nuts. He's just been brainwashed into this belief that somehow the law makes things right and wrong.
Right.
So, wait a minute.
I don't think
Frank,
the law makes things
Ralph,
right and wrong. I say what I say because that's the way I feel.
Ralph, you don't feel that way because the government set those rules. You didn't grow up thinking, I think 18 should be the age whatever way you can make decisions. No, that was the arbitrary decision made by the government people, and you accepted that.
Some of the government people are wrong, and some of them are right. So
I know what I went through since I was 16 and got married, okay?
Yeah.
You don't know the hell I went through in the 37 years that we've been married just trying to support my wife and my daughter.
I don't care. It's none of my business.
Well, wait, are you saying it was a hard life?
Well, yeah, it was a very hard life.
So you think other people should be prevented from, you know, having to suffer through that? And so the way to prevent it is by caging people and throwing them into prisons when they break
that.
These arbitrary
rules? I'm just saying that an
yes,
adult...
you are. You're saying that they should throw people into jail.
It's just like a driver takes responsibility in a car and is not supposed to drink and drive.
You're saying that you should throw people in jail that break the little rules that you're coming up with, so that's exactly what you are saying. What if I had gotten this girl pregnant, and then she goes off to, has to go to prison because, well, you said it, and then this kid is going to be separated from his father and God knows what, or his mother, God knows what. I mean, how much more pain and suffering do you have to create in this world because of your stupid arbitrary rules?
Yeah, but you just said that. What if? If doesn't count.
It happens. Here,
if
here's
your
a story right here.
Be your
here's
uncle,
a story
but that
right
doesn't
here.
Count.
Here's a story right here of a guy who had sex with his girlfriend. He was 19. She was 16. He got 20 years in Texas, and he has to serve every single day of it. And the girl is the mother of his child.
Yeah. Well,
you know what?
Here's the thing. He should have known that, you know what, you don't screw
you
around with children.
You should have known at 16.
You broke
God's law, you nasty little sinner. You want to go to prison.
Right, Mark, calm down. Ralph,
calm down. This guy's out of his mind.
He is outrageous. I agree with you. He's outrageous.
He wants to throw
shouting.
Innocent people
not,
in prison.
Well, now, Ralph, so can you explain this to me? I'm just trying to understand. If the law says, the government's laws say that 18 is, let's just take it down to 16, because that's the age that you have an issue with, right? Because it's Ralph's rules that 16 is the legal age in Ralph's mind, right?
I think 16 is a good age.
Okay, so if
that's the age that he had sex.
So if a 14-year-old and a 15-year-old are having sex, that's okay with you, right?
No, it's not okay,
it's not
but
okay.
I'm not going to throw them in jail.
You're not going to throw them in jail. So,
no.
So, but okay. So then the 14-year-old and the 15-year-old get a year older, and then you have a 15 and 16-year-old on your hands having sex. At that point, you then advocate jail?
No.
Well, at what point does the jail come in? I'm confused.
At the point they become a legal adult, which is at age 18.
Ah, okay. So when they're
3 years older and one's 17 and one's 18, then they go to then one of them goes to jail?
If they're still doing it, because
don't you understand how insane that is, Ralph?
You know, it's obviously there are extended circumstances, but my point is you know what? Everybody gets on the thing saying, well, I'm an adult, I can do things, I'm a responsible adult. But yet they don't take responsibility. And it has nothing to do with the law,
responsibility
really.
Responsibility is about accepting the
responsibility.
Where is
your responsibility in sitting there saying, you know what, there are certain lines that shouldn't be crossed until, you know, they've become,
Ralph,
you know, I mean, if they're so in love, why can't they just wait that extra year?
Ralph,
I wish I would have waited.
Responsibility comes in, oh, I see, this is about your personal problems, right, and you essentially projecting them onto everybody else.
I wish I would have waited.
Well, so get a bullwhip. So smack yourself on the back. Leave me alone,
yeah,
dude.
So stop forcing your belief system on everybody else, because not everybody else has the same bad experiences as you do. A lot of people meet, they're young, and they actually have successful relationships out of it. Many people meet, and they make mistakes. And responsibility is about accepting the consequences of your actions, and those consequences should not involve a jail cell when it comes to sex.
So
when it comes to consenting to sex, there are enough consequences involved, like babies and sexually transmitted diseases and crazy ex-boyfriends and girlfriends and things like that. There are plenty of consequences involved, and accepting those is what responsibility is about. You coming in with your police and your jail cells, and you're destroying people's lives, Ralph. You understand
that?
No,
I'm not destroying people's lives, because like I said, there are...
Go sit in jail for 10 years and then tell me if you've destroyed, if your life has been destroyed, Ralph.
Listen, you don't know even half of my life.
I don't care about your life, Ralph.
Listen, you do more talking than you do listening. That's why you got two ears and one mouth.
That's why we've had you on for an entire segment, Ralph. Go ahead.
The point I'm trying to say here is that in certain circumstances where a person becomes an adult, they should act like an adult and take responsibility like an adult. I don't agree with jail for everything. Matter of fact is, I was kicked off a jury because you know what? The prosecutor didn't want me there because he knew I would have gone against him.
When to me, Ralph, when you become an adult is when you decide. There's no arbitrary age, and I thank you for the call. When you're ready to accept responsibility for your actions.
You take responsibility for your actions,
yeah,
and the government prevents that. They take 15- and 16-year-old runaways away.
They won't let young people work. They won't let young people do X, Y, and Z. And so as soon as you're ready to be an adult, in my book, you've made that decision.
You should be responsible for your actions.
More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You'll find that the features there include free stuff. In fact, the whole site is free for you, including archives going back all the way to late 2006, all for free. You just click and you download. There's no logging in or other nonsense to make it difficult to receive them. For last week's worth are on the front page. Click into the archive section, and you go back for a few years, all free at freetalklive.com, and brought to you by HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can get .anything over there at HostGator.freetalklive.com. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They make it easy for you. And whether you want a personal blog or even a complete e-commerce business website, they're experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com. We've created that portal, HostGator.freetalklive.com, for you to get your first month completely free with HostGator, HostGator.freetalklive.com.
So we're going to continue here on this discussion about age of consent. We had Ralph in Michigan call in.
And I found him so frustrating, I can tell you.
It's very frustrating dealing with somebody like Ralph, who has Ralph made a mistake, he believes, in his teenage years by having sex with a girl at age 16 and ended up marrying her. And
right, it doesn't sound like a mistake
time.
To me.
He says it's been difficult, the marriage, and I guess he's trying to keep it together.
Making money is difficult. It's difficult whether you're married or not.
I think the suggestion there was that it's been a tough marriage, right? That that he's tried to keep the marriage together, you know, for the sake of the marriage. He sounded like a very religious kind of guy, right? He doesn't want a divorce. He got a marriage, and
I don't know. And now you're jumping.
That's the impression that I got from what he was saying. And so Ralph believes he made a mistake. That much we know is true. And so he believes that he can prevent other young people from making the same mistake by threatening them with jail.
He'll make it a far worse mistake because, you know, having sex, because for every one you prevent, there's two more that are still going to do it, and one of them's going to get thrown in jail.
Boy, how many teenagers are really thinking about the age of consent laws when they have sex?
How much worse is getting thrown in jail and spending several years in prison than having a kid out of wedlock or whatever?
The other suggestion from Ralph was in regards to young people not being able to make these decisions. Oh, well, he believed that you could make them at 16, even though some state governments say it's 18. Well, that doesn't matter. What Ralph says is what goes, because this is Ralph's little imaginary kingdom. And so his suggestion was that, well, 15-year-olds cannot possibly make these decisions. When you're 15 and 364 days old, you cannot make these choices. But when you're 16 and 0 days, then all of a sudden, magically, you're imbued with the ability to make important life choices. And so I was hoping we would have a lady listener call, and we did. Jackie is on the line in Texas. Jackie, what are your thoughts on all this?
Well, the first thing I think is that this guy, Ralph, really is questions his reasoning or why he married this girl, because he had sex with her, probably got pregnant, and they got married. That should be enough for him to understand that the government should not be involved in these decisions anyway, who's old enough to have sex and who's not. So, I mean, he really needs to think about his logic and look at his own life and question basically everything that he's been taught to believe. But I did want to ask a question of you guys about this whole situation.
Sure.
I have been in a position in my life when I was 15 years old where a guy who was a lot older than me very strongly came on to me. He was my friend's brother, and he gave me a ride home, and I was 15 at the time, and I was really scared. I mean, I was really, really scared. Because what if I said no? What if this guy was going to beat me up if I rejected him? And he had a whole laundry list of things that he wanted to do, and finally, I was just so scared that I just got out of the car and ran, and I went home. Not all men are predators, but some of them are.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're 15 and when you're a young girl, there are a lot of people. Frankly, there are a lot of guys that want to have sex with you.
Yeah, yeah,
so
sure.
So while I do not condone government at all, I mean, in any form, we shouldn't have any government, but I especially don't advocate government telling people what to do with their bodies. But what do we do to protect young women from predators if we don't have any kind of...
Yeah, what would the answer be, and how would it be handled in the absence of the state?
That's personal defense? Get a tiger light?
I think there'd be a couple major differences in society. Number one would be in the way that parents talk to their kids. I mean, we have this government system and the public schools that kind of teach them not to bring up sex, that it's this bad thing that, you know, parents can't talk to their kids about it. And we live in this sort of closed off society where that subject is taboo to
yeah.
some extent. And I don't think that would be the case at all. So, you know, growing up, you know, get rid of this paradigm of government education and government controlling all these aspects of individuals' lives. And I think you would have parents that would talk to their kids about, you know, some of the dangers that they may face from predators, that men that are predators or whatever it is, and teach them to honor themselves and their bodies and so forth. The second difference is I think you would have throw out the government justice system and you would have private arbitration. And what those arbitrators, I believe, would be most interested in looking at is, was there sort of deception used? Was there coercion used? Was there any? How did it actually go down? Rather than how old was this person? How old was this person?
Right.
All right, that's it. You're guilty.
Right. And, you know, that's totally the arbitrariness of it. Is just, well, how old are you? How old are you? Well, you should have known. You should have known she was that old. And you're out of here, pal.
You didn't check her ID.
As opposed to so many situations where girls will get, or guys, I mean, you know, it happens all the time. They get lied to and mm-hmm. deceived and powers used against them. And those things are not cool. However, there's plenty of situations, lots of situations where an older guy, usually it's an older guy at a younger girl, but it can be the other way, will legitimately be in love. Yes, they're having sex. People do that, whether they're married or not, in love, not. Those things happen. And the idea of tossing that guy in jail, it's easier to find that guy, by the way, because he's with the girl still.
Sure, and all of that is, I think it's all great input. I don't know if it's going to necessarily, it's not going to eliminate the situation where you're in the truck as a 15-year-old girl with a creepy 40-year-old guy or however old. How old was he, by the way?
I believe he was in his mid to late 30s at the time.
Right, so you get the, you know, this creepy older 30s guy that's giving you a ride home. I think you handle that situation the best way possible. You got the heck out. And obviously, if you're in the, if you're in a situation like that, having a personal defense tool would be would probably make you feel a little more at ease. That might be a recommendation, or just don't put yourself in a situation like that in the first place.
Yeah, young people have a very difficult time saying no to older people, and I think this is part of the paradigm that's created for young people is you're still children, children aren't supposed to say no to adults because almost all the adults that they have in their life, whether they're scout masters or teachers or parents or Sunday school teachers or whomever they are authority figures. So then you put your child, and I don't think a 15-year-old is a child, however largely in society they're treated that way, you put your child out there in the world, and now they've got this this commodity that people want, and you know, those adults are, it's difficult to tell that adult no.
So, Jackie, would you say that at age 15 you were able to make choices?
Oh, yes, I was certainly able to make choices. It was a very intimidating position to be in just because this person was so much older. But
sure.
I think the fact that I did make the right decision and just left the car and run away just kind of proves the point that was made earlier, that if parents will educate their kids on sex and not depend on the government to do it, that you actually are capable at 15 of making responsible decisions.
Yeah, Julia, my girlfriend at the time a couple of years ago, has said on the air before that at age 13 she was making sexual choices for herself, completely consensual. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to make the right choice, but people that are older don't make the right choices necessarily. They'll have drinks in a bar and go home with somebody they don't know and end up with an STD.
I've been pressured to have sex too, and it's not comfortable. It really doesn't matter how old you are, it's not comfortable.
Jackie, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
No, thanks very much, you guys.
Thanks for the input. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Matt, listening in Illinois. The number is 800-259-9231. Hello, Matt. You're on Free Talk Live on the App Lines.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to address Ralph. Unfortunately, he had to go. But my parents, my father was 25 and my mom was 16. When they first had sex,
they need to go to jail.
And it was before they were born. And they ended up they're still married.
Where, you,
they
were born?
Married for 60 years. They had 8 kids. So,
and how is their marriage? Is it a happy marriage?
It's a good marriage. It's kind of sad right now because my father has Alzheimer's disease, and
that is sad.
He kind of can't remember stuff, but. But they've had a good life together, and it just would have been tragic if their life had never happened.
Yeah, imagine how difficult it would have been for those kids. It would have been horrible.
Well, they wouldn't have even had the kids. They would have never had the chance.
Depending on how early on they got caught. I thank you for the call tonight, Matt. Appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.